This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Inaugurating the Rising the Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए पूर्वी भारत का विकसित होना बहुत जरूरी है और नॉर्थ ईस्ट पूर्वी भारत का सबसे अहम अंग है हमारे लिए इसका मतलब सिर्फ एक दिशा नहीं है हमारे लिए ईस्ट का मतलब है एम्पावर एक्ट स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म पूर्वी भारत के लिए यही हमारी सरकार की नीति है यही पॉलिसी यही प्रायोरिटी आज पूर्वी भारत
He urged investors to explore different sectors across the Northeast region, saying the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. He said the Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors.
Trade se tradition tak. टेक्सटाइल से टूरिज्म तक नॉर्थ ईस्ट की डाइवर्सिटी ये उसकी बहुत बड़ी स्ट्रेंथ है नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी बायो इकोनॉमी और बाम्बू नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी टी प्रोडक्शन एंड पेट्रोलियम नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी स्पोर्ट्स एंड स्किल नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी इको टूरिज्म का इमर्जिंग हब नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी ऑर्गेनिक प्रोडक्ट की नई दुनिया नॉर्थ ईस्ट यानी एनर्जी का पावर हाउस इसलिए नॉर्थ ईस्ट हमारे लिए अष्टलक्ष्मी है
The Prime Minister pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as the front runner of growth. The two-day summit aims to highlight the Northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. The summit intends to bring together key stakeholders, investors and policymakers on a single platform. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor is the answer to the Pahalgam attack and today the world is praising the bravery of the Indian Armed Forces. Mr. Shah credited the successful Operation Sindoor to the government's strong political will, accurate information of the intelligence agencies and the amazing display of lethality by the armed forces. Addressing the Border Security Force BSF investiture ceremony in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the BSF and the armed forces have showcased great valour and the true power of defence in India's retaliatory action against Pakistan.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ये उसका जवाब है आज पूरी दुनिया हमारी सेना की वीरता और मारक क्षमता की बुरी बुरी प्रशंसा कर रही है और मैं आज इस मंच पर से सेना के उन वीर जवानों को तीनों सेनाओं ने मिलकर जो पराक्रम किया है वो सभी को समग्र राष्ट्र की ओर से मैं उनको अभिनंदन भी करना चाहता हूं और धन्यवाद भी कहना चाहता हूं कि आपने देश के स्पिरिट को वहां तक पहुंचाने का काम किया है जहां पहुंचाने की जरूरत थी
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized that India resolved the conflict with Pakistan for the moment through an understanding for cessation of firing and military action, and this was negotiated directly between the two countries. In an interview with a news channel in Denmark, Dr. Jaishankar said the trigger for this was that India hit Pakistan very hard on the morning of the 10th of May. The BJP today criticized senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his comments on Prime Minister Narendra Modi while referring to Operation Sindoor. The party objected to the language used by Mr. Gandhi against the Prime Minister while questioning him. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that irresponsible comments have been made by the senior Congress leader on India's successful anti-terror operation at a time when 140 crore people are behind the leadership of Mr. Modi and the world is also lauding him. The India Meteorological Department has issued red and orange alerts for heavy rainfall over South Konkan, coastal and Ghat Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Goa. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Khanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.